This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3. The Fan, 877-881-1053. That makes sense. Franklin Frankel, injury attorney, text line if you want to get involved in the conversation, or you can hit us up on the YouTube, on the Twitch. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Corey Majors. I'm sorry. That's not right. Alec. I did that wrong. We got, Corey Majors. And of course, there you go. The famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, how we doing today? And welcome to the program.
Doing great today because the Rangers won last night.
Damn right.
Changes everything for my day. My perspective is completely different. Yesterday, I heard Wolchuk on the way home because I told him. I was listening on the way home and Wolchuk's like, I can't bring the positivity today because what happened in last night's game sucked all the energy out of me. I hope today, I hope Wolchuk's back, you know, with all the positivity, because last night was a good one. Last night was a real good one. It was nice to see DeGrom go out and do his thing, and it was nice to see our Rangers swinging those bats.
I've gotten to the point where DeGrom is so good all over again that when you had a 3-0 lead, I was like, well, there's no way you're going to lose.
And then Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, and then the home run, and I was like, what the hell?
No.
Even though that's a thing, pitchers give up runs. But I was like, what?
It was an immediate, like, oh, well, in my mind.
Okay.
I hate it for him because in his mind, I know, he's probably like you. And he's like, I never want to let it run. You know, he's like that. But it does happen. And he dominated the rest of it. And I was like, all right, there we go. So I have a lot of faith in DeGrom when it comes to not giving up many runs and pitching about 81 pitches.
Yes. And yesterday, that's why I felt like it was an anomaly, because it was in the low to mid 90s, I think.
You know what, though? Remember, he had to throw extra pitches because that umpire screwed everything up in the sixth or seventh inning?
Man, that has.
You have to strike him out 3 times.
That has definitely been a theme of the season of Rangers fans, probably all fans, but Rangers fans in particular, feeling like they got jobbed by the officials a handful of times. Also, I heard Mike Bassick reference me, but not say my name.
Yes, he did.
They were talking about the condiments that you put on a hot dog. And one of the things that Mike said that wasn't about me that I thought was hilarious, he goes, ketchup on a hot dog. And he goes, I kind of view ketchup as like a condiment for children.
A children's condiment.
I just thought that was tremendous. And he goes, but you know what really weirds me out is those people that don't
right when he said this, I knew too. I knew exactly where he was going.
He goes, those people who don't put anything on their hot dogs. Like, I got a buddy from radio, and he goes, he puts nothing on his hot dogs. And I think Dave Raymond's like, is it Kobayashi and or Joey Chestnut or whatever? And he goes, no, but yeah, he just doesn't like condiments. It's weird. And so, of course, I texted him and I said, no condiments needed. And he goes, yeah, I wanted to say your name. And I said, are you not allowed to? And he goes, I don't know. I'm learning on the job. And so he felt like if he didn't say my name, safe. But Corey, I know you heard it as well.
He said my name once. He gave me credit for finding Kamar Rocker.
That's true.
So I appreciated that. He can all, Mike, you're, as far as we're concerned, you're allowed to talk about us. All right.
Yeah, and I give authorization.
We're tight with the Rangers.
For sure.
We're the home of the Rangers. I just got done chatting with some Rangers PR just a second ago. So we're good.
Okay. And part of the reason
we
for
got
that.
We got Bochy on today.
That's a great question. What? This is a great statement. Sorry, great statement. I was going to say, I've got a question.
I got
merged them all together. 877-881-1053. I promise this will be relevant to the Rangers. How long have you had your current cell phone number? 877-881-1053.
Oh, I like this question,
yeah. All right. Because here is the situation. If you can, please, Mr. Medford, will you give me cut number 2 and we can talk about Plano West's own Billy McKinney?
Of course, in his big league career, played for 7 teams prior to coming here to Texas. Here's a ball flared out into left field, and that drops for the base hit. Billy McKinney, the native Texan, has a hit as a Texas Ranger.
So, obviously, we got a kick out of this. Billy McKinney went to Plano West. He played baseball at Plano West. He was so good at Plano West because we covered him.
Did I cover him?
I think you might have covered the very beginning.
Okay, all right.
Because he started as a freshman because he was unbelievable. But I got to cover him throughout his high school career. And so much, and I loved the kid. He was super nice. And I remember his dad asked me to write his kind of little capsule for Baseball America because he had been selected to Baseball America's All-Star or All-American team. He was also selected by Perfect Game. And so I wrote that for him because I had like seen so many of his games. And I remember the weirdest thing is all the scouts would come out and see Billy McKinney and then they would walk away from the fence when he wasn't at bat.
Oh, man.
And I was like, what if you just saw some other kid that you're like,
chumps.
Who the hell is this guy?
You would hear it off the bat.
You could.
You know, that would be the scout's approach. Like, hold on, what just happened? Who's on first now? Or, you know, they would probably hear it off. It is metal bats, though. So, but you could hear the P-Rod off those. You know.
And so here's what I wanted to know. Corey, as you're aware, we built a massive phone bank.
Yes, we did.
At the Plano Star Courier. And like a lot of these athletes have gone on and done really great things. So went back through my records because I'm a nerd. And class of 2013 found Billy McKinney, had his cell phone number. So this morning I went ahead and sent him a text. This was 12 years ago. And also, then he became a millionaire and made Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where you go in life if that facilitates you changing your cell phone number. Like, I'm not sure. And so that's why I wanted to check from the 682. I've had the same cell phone number for 15 to 20 years from the 870. Same number since 2001. Only one that I have ever had. Had the same number since 2003. 20 years. I've had the same cell since I was 2005. And so I get the sense that a lot, like I've had the same cell phone number as long as I've had a cell phone number.
Yes.
And honestly, that's the number one thing I think phone companies learned along the way. Hey, we'll give you this free phone, or we'll give you this massive discount, or we'll buy out your other contract.
No,
you
we'll
need to keep
your number.
The same phone number. If they're like, we're going to give you a new phone number, you're like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to save you $800.
Stupidest thing you've ever
said to me. Don't care.
Go away.
I need my phone number. So, Alec, how long have you had your same phone number?
I only changed numbers once, and it was when I graduated from the track phone stuff to a real phone.
Yeah.
And I think that happened when I was probably 14, so probably 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Corey, you've had...
I know Adrian and I both have had our phones since 2000, like right around 2000, 2001. So almost 25 years.
And had the same phone number.
Same phone number since then.
So...
And every time, same thing. Every time I would go in and they'd say, we're going to change the number, I'd go, I'm just sticking with AT&T then.
Yeah.
And they'd go, oh, hold on.
Yeah. And it took just a minute, but then the phone companies realized this is the number one deal breaker for people. So I sent him a text message.
Billy McKinney.
I sent him a text message. We'll see how it goes. And I had to be like, hey, I covered you at the Plano Star Courier. It's been 13 years. Maybe he changed his number. Maybe he never liked me to begin with. Maybe he's just too freaking busy today because he just made his debut with the Rangers. I know, not his major league debut, because he's been in the league for like 8 years, 7 years maybe, and he's played for several different teams. But there are any number of reasons I might not hear back from him, but maybe I will, or maybe somebody else got that number and they're going to catfish me and work their way on the air
by fun.
Pretending that they're Billy McKinney.
They're like, yeah, Billy. That's going on, Billy.
I'll know straight away. I was like, I don't think so.
Rambo.
No, that doesn't.
That'd be awesome.
That doesn't seem.
If Billy McKinney starts, Alec, and he just goes, Rambo, I want you to go, he's on air immediately. I don't want anything to change from that.
It is,
from the 817 texting y'all from my Motorola Razor while on the Singular Network right now.
So,
for real?
It's, by the way, if he does catfish us, we go all the way back to the beginning.
You ask him one question.
Of the KNC masterpiece when we had Flula on. Flula heard that we talked about him on this show on a Sunday. Like
on a Sunday at like 9:30. Yeah,
really early shows. He got my email address at the newspaper, emailed me there. Like, we didn't seek him out. He sought us out. And he told us who he was. And he's like, I heard you guys talked about my video. I was like,
are y'all played my song?
Yeah, did you now? That's weird. And so we had him on air and we were both like, this could be a mistake. Are we sure about this? And then there was a moment in the interview where Flula goes, and you know what us Germans are best known for. Everything flashed before me. I thought about all the poor decisions I made that got us to this point.
His first thought was domination. Like, that was my first thought.
Or something much worse. And he goes, precision.
Precision, obviously.
And I was like, oh, thank God. Because I really was like, I don't know if we did enough to vet this person.
Yeah, we had no clue.
Yeah, because like, Alec,
he's awesome, though.
You're familiar. You've done stuff on the weekend. You get much more discerning as you move along in your radio career. Like at the beginning, when you can't get anybody to come on your show because they're like, who the F are you? You're like, hey, I heard this guy is a friend of my sister's cousin. I guess that would be your cousin too. And he put out this YouTube video talking about the Mavs. You're like, sounds good. Bring him up. But you become more discerning along the way. So yes, I was very concerned about that. So it is entirely possible today we could get actual Billy McKinney, or we could get catfished by Billy McKinney.
In the 915, I've got too many ex-girlfriends to not change my phone number repeatedly. And then from the 214, I only switch my number when I switch from Motorola to a Primeco phone.
I don't know what Primeco is.
That's from a rap song, Kevin.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We'll find out. We'll find it for you.
It's I'm a very okay. boring and unhip person. I do apologize.
It's going to be fine. It's going
to
be fine.
About that. All right. So I want to go back to something else from the Rangers game. Well, it wasn't necessarily from the Rangers game, but from the Rangers in general. You mentioned Jacob deGrom. And are you to the point now, before we move back over to Tyler Mahle, are you to the point where you've kind of breathed a sigh of relief about deGrom? Where, because I'll admit, early in the season, I was kind of like in a constant state of panic about, is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be this? Is he going to be that? Injuries can happen at any time to any player. I get that. But have you gotten to the point where he's going to pitch and you're excited and not like particularly worried anymore?
You've gotten a lot of games out of him this
year. For sure.
And like, this is already more games by far than you had out of him the entire time he's been here. So yes, that is a confidence booster. Early in April, he was around four or five innings. That 5 innings, 5 2/3 was kind of where he maxed out. Then in June, they got him to 8. And he was over 5, 8, 7. He's over 6 and 7 now here in, in June. May was whenever they got him 5, 6. Then now he's at 6, 7. And, you know, 6, 7 could be one of those things. And he's got these opportunities. They're being smart by saying you're capped around 90 pitches. Like, they've been very smart about limiting that, even on good nights.
Yeah.
And it felt great last night that Jacob Latz could come in and do what he did, right? Like, that was another thing. I'll take three innings over, and we're going to finish this game out. Yeah. We're done. Don't worry about it, Jacob. You did a great job tonight. So I'm not – I will always be worried about why did he walk around the mound like that and why
okay.
is the main – yeah, I'll
okay.
always be okay. worried about that. But I am more – I feel like early in the season we were – is he the same pitcher anymore? And now I'm like, oh, yeah, he's that dude. He's that guy, and I don't have to worry about it anymore.
So one of the things – that facilitated Billy McKinney's spot on the 40-man roster is they moved Tyler Mahle to the 60-day injured list.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we already knew, per Chris Young in the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That he wasn't going to be back till after the trade deadline. All right, so we're talking about already like a chunk of 30 days right there. But now you add on another chunk. So essentially, like, he'll be out the month of August as well. And so one of the things that Tyler Mahle said, besides it sucks, but it is what it is, which feels like a very human response, he said he's optimistic he can pitch again this season. I get how that's a positive.
The playoffs.
But whenever you hear that, and you don't say, I hope I'll be ready for the beginning of September or obviously before this announcement, before the beginning of August. When you hear, I'm optimistic I can pitch again this season, obviously you have questions and I have concerns.
Yeah. Kevin, we've experienced this with this team many times with pitchers.
Yeah.
They just keep pushing it off and pushing it off and pushing it off. And you're like, look, we'll figure it out. They never really give us a true answer because why should they? In their minds, it's like, why should I give you a true answer? Because what if it changes?
Yeah.
So I'll just kind of give you something very, very mysterious that you can work with. I'm not expecting him back, Kevin.
Okay.
I've gone this on season. I'm now on the assumption
okay.
that Eovaldi is rested enough to finish out this season and then say, all right, burn through the playoffs if we get there. And DeGrom can carry you there too. And it's on up to Rocker and Corbin and Leiter to pick up the slack on the backside of that. That's where I am right now. It's awesome to have a bundle of really great pitchers. It's really awesome. But because you know that pitchers get injured, you've been planning for this. This is why all season when we've been like, should we trade John Gray? Should we trade this guy? You're asking that question, but you don't really want to because what if something happens to another guy? And now you need to replace him. You can't replace Jacob DeGrom.
You're right.
You can't replace Eovaldi. We've seen that thing. Like those two are not interchangeable either. But to have those two at the front of it puts us in really good position.
Coming up next, we're going to go back to the Cowboys. And I'm going to change it up just a little bit, Corey. The Dallas Cowboys fan survey. I'm going to need your input, Alex's input, and all of the Tolo's input next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, it feels like...
summer.
Sure.
Childish Gambino.
But also, didn't it feel like the average person listening right now has had their same number for like 18 to 20 years? It's a really long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like it, man. I miss my childhood phone number, the landline that we used to have.
You still remember it?
I still know what it is. If I say it, will people call it? And then is that a bad thing? I'm not going to say it.
I might not.
All right.
Like it feels like that phone number is probably still in use. And they just gave it to
somebody
else. They
don't just throw phone numbers away once they've been used?
I don't know.
They recycle them, huh?
Honestly, I was going to say I don't think so, but then my brain goes, based on what? I have no basis for that. Like, I want to tell you that's the case, but I have
somebody texts in like, oh, yeah, Kevin with the whales again. Yeah, they obviously throw the numbers away.
He's right. I have absolutely no basis to make that decision.
I've worked at Southwestern Bell since forever. And does your mom worked at AT&T?
No.
She would know.
She didn't. Look, I know what you're doing. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to answer that in a second. We're going to do the Dallas Cowboys fan survey. I want to get y'all's thoughts. I want to get the Tolo's thoughts. It drives me crazy when my mom says that she worked at AT&T. She not for one day in her entire life ever worked for AT&T. She worked most of her adult life, at least the part I know of, at Southwestern Bell. Mm-hmm. But Southwestern Bell eventually merged into AT&T, and so she just tells people that. And I was like, that's a lie. You live in a house full of lies.
Yeah, because you grew up in Garland your whole life, and she was right in this area, just working away for what became AT&T. That's awesome, man.
Shut up.
All right.
How many games how many games will the Cowboys win this season? Here are your options. Less than 8, 8 or 9, 10 or 11, or 12 or more.
I can't go less than 8.
Okay.
And I can't go 11. I'm somewhere in the 9-10 range.
Okay.
So that range.
That's not one of the options.
What was the second option then?
8 or 9 or 10 or 11.
9, 8 or 9.
Okay. Alec, what say you?
Kind of with Corey, but I think I'll go on the opposite side of his idea, and I'll go 10 or 11.
Oh.
It's not because my expectations are super high. It's because I think they might be too low, and I think they're just going to prove me wrong like they seem to always do.
They've done this before.
Exactly.
They've definitely, and Romo's group did it before, where we were like, dude, just throw it away on this team. And they came out and did something. And then the next year, you're like, oh, gosh, this team's going to be something. And they're like, no, we win 4. And you're like, dang it.
Man, early looks. I did see somebody say 10 to 11 as long as Dak is healthy, but then...
he's got to be healthy for this team to win a lot of games.
Agreed. Less than 8, less than 8, less than 8, 8 or 9, 8 or 9. I bet a lot of people do come in at 8 or 9.
682, my company demolished the AT&T building off 30 in Cockrell Hill. Did Kevin's mom work there?
No, she didn't. Because she never worked at AT&T. All right, next question, man. I might not make it.
All right.
What would you consider a good season? A, having a winning record. B, making the playoffs. C, winning at least one playoff game, or D, winning multiple playoff games?
For what I think this team is, winning at least one playoff is what I realistically would love.
Okay.
For the 30 years of a Cowboys fan.
They haven't won multiple playoff games.
Years. But so I would consider, because I don't think this team is a playoff team.
Okay.
So winning one playoff game would be a good season for me. But then, Kevin, if I get there and they're a better playoff team or a better team than I thought they were, then I'm going to raise my expectations and say, you got to win it. You got to get to the NFC Championship and win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Maybe.
Man. All right, Alec. What say you?
I like that line of thinking that winning one would be a success for me this season, because I don't know if I'm putting them in that 10 to 11 range. I have to kind of say that they are going to make the playoffs, because I think that double digit wins in the NFC probably gets you there by default, probably. And I would say they're one and done. And honestly, I wouldn't be mad at it this year, because first year head coach, some roster turnover, new defense and everything, I'd say it's a good building block for year one. So I'd say making the playoffs is probably a win in it of itself for me.
All right. So this segment has turned into Dallas Cowboys fan survey / update on my mom's employment history.
Oh, no.
Can your mom get us tickets to AT&T Stadium?
No!
Will her tenure at AT&T?
From the 972. Southwestern Bell was AT&T. They were diversified regionally in an antitrust judgment.
There you go.
Then reconglomerated.
Yeah.
All right.
She worked for AT&T.
That is the best answer I've heard so far. I will look into it. Question number three, and then I'll give you more.
Nope, I'm good. I'm just going to laugh at our great text.
This is confusing, but you have to answer it nonetheless. What grade would you give Brian Schottenheimer for how he's handled his first 5 months as the coach when no games have been played?
A.
A, B, C, D, or F?
A.
A?
Yeah, he's preaching the culture just like you expect a coach to do. It sounds like from the players that they're excited to play this year.
Okay.
Whereas last year at the end of the season, did it not look like those guys just couldn't wait to end the season? That's the way that team looked to me last year.
Alec, what's your grade?
I'm going to give them an A, because when you have your own players who have been here for a minute tweeting that they're having fun again, and it's only OTAs, it's only T-shirts and helmets, I think you're doing something very, very well.
From the 806, I worked at the AT&T store in DeSoto, and Kevin's mom was a lovely coworker.
She was. Ow! She's a lovely woman. She really is.
Agreed. How long will Brian Schottenheimer be the Cowboys head coach? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 or more years?
I think he plays out his contract at 4.
Okay. Alec?
I'm going to say 4 as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think they're just going to be stubborn and say, keep giving it time, keep giving it time. If it doesn't result in anything, and they're like, well, Mike McCarthy 2.0.
You get into an NFC championship game, extension immediately.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, yes or no question here. I think I know your answer. Will Micah Parsons have a new contract by the start of training camp practices on July 22nd? That noise you made is my answer.
That's your answer?
Yeah, no.
Start a training camp?
Yes.
No. No, but before the season. Sometime in training camp is what I think.
I agree with that.
I always like saying that I feel like anything like major can happen whenever y'all are just sitting on the tennis courts minding your own business out there, right?
Yes.
You know, so I feel like it's fully in their hands, and it's so annoying. So I'm right there with Corey. It's like I don't think there's going to be a certain day that I can put it on other than before kickoff week one.
From the 682, Kevin prematurely shot down the possibility that I walked into her office. Not good journalism. Not great journalism. Fair point.
From
I'll
the
work
214,
on that.
Kevin. Oh, never mind. That's.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
All right. How do you feel the Cowboys have handled their major contracts? They're among the league's best, they're somewhere in the middle, or they're among the league's worst? You're going to need to answer this question correctly, because I've already filled in the answer for you.
Somewhere in the middle.
No!
You just said.
Wrong! They're among the league's worst. They just wait and overpay. You currently pay Dak Prescott $5 million more per season than Josh Allen makes, and he signed his contract after Dak.
Yeah, but then you get like a Donovan Wilson on the cheap or a Javon Curse. You know, you get some dudes.
Yeah, some dudes.
Yeah, for cheap. So that puts them in the middle. They're terrible with the big contracts, really good with the little ones, so they're in the middle somewhere.
Corey, your comprehension is not working for me today. How do you feel about the Cowboys handling their major contracts?
J-Ron Curse.
Because you just said terrible.
They're terrible.
Thank you. They're the worst. We will move on to the next one. What grade would you give the Cowboys front office for how they've handled the offseason? Coaching hires, trades, free agency, draft, etc.
Underwhelmed by Schottenheimer. Although we know we like the guy. It just wasn't an overwhelming thing. Trades. Huh. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll give him a B.
Okay.
I think this offseason's been a B. They did a good job in the draft, too.
Alec?
It would be a B-plus if they got the Micah deal done already. It would have been a pretty solid offseason if that was just done and we had nothing to talk about right now in terms of big storylines. But, you know, I'd say it's about average. I think they've had worse offseasons the past couple of years. So I think they've done some good things, but it's about average.
We get so frustrated by, you're not signing anybody. And then you're like, oh, crap, they've signed about 9 people. You just don't care about
them. They just weren't the right people, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to answer D on this one. How far are the Cowboys from winning a Super Bowl? A, 1 or 2 years. B, 3 or 4. C, 5 to 10. Or D, more than 10 years.
I mean, it's been more than 10, Kevin, since they won their last Super Bowl. So
it's been more than 10 plus another 10.
And another 10. Yeah, 10. That's tough.
That's where we are. I mean, that's fair, right?
Yeah. There's nothing to tell me that it's going to change within the next 10 years. And I don't know. I can't decide. Are they stubborn with their approach?
Yes.
Or are they?
Ooh.
Some people say clueless, and no. I don't believe they're clueless. I just think they're stubborn and don't have the right direction sometimes.
See, believe it or not, I agree with you. Not clueless. I want to change my answer. They're not stubborn. They're fine with their approach because it makes lots of money, gets plenty of headlines. It has become more clear as the years have gone along. Winning to them is incidental. Like, maybe you win, maybe you don't, but
we really want to win.
Yeah, and I do believe that. I do believe they want to win. I just don't believe they want to put any.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The extra work, time, or finances into winning. Fair?
Fair.
All right. If you could only re-sign one of the 2026 unrestricted free agents right now to a team-friendly deal, who would it be? George Pickens, Deron Bland, Jake Ferguson, or Sam Williams? I feel like it's not Sam Williams.
Oh, my gosh. I usually don't. I guess.
Do you go Bland?
I guess Bland because you need cornerbacks. I don't like that group, though.
Fair. That's fair.
Because I don't have to sign Pickens because I have CD.
But actually, believe it or not, that's a good sign going forward, right? The fact that those are your top free agents and you're like, meh, I think that's a good sign going forward. All right. Question for both of you guys. What position group gives you the most concern at this moment?
I feel like quarterback a lot of times.
But
that has to do with the offensive line. So I'll say offensive line because I don't know.
Okay.
Your offense is going to have to carry a lot.
Okay.
And you need that offensive line to be productive. I understand defensive tackle will always be a hole for me. That's just something they're never going to fix for me. But I'm very concerned about the offensive line. That's my biggest question. If the offensive line is successful, this team's good.
Alec?
I'll go with Corey's other argument in defensive tackle. And it's for his same reason about the offensive line. I just don't know. You know, like, I don't know if this is, we kept on hearing from Jerry himself, you know, give a defensive tackle 3 years with Mozzie Smith. Let's see what he looks like in 3 years. And then we'll really know who he is. And then you add in a 7th round draft pick in there that, you know, I don't have any expectations for a 7th round draft pick. I hope he blows me away, but I don't know what I'm going to get from it.
Kevin, this has been a question submitted by Atolo.
Okay.
Not about this season, but.
Okay.
Would your Super Bowl window option change if they somehow landed Arch in 2027?
Yes. I would immediately, and I want people to hear me on this, I would immediately change it to at least 5 to 10 because now you've changed the economics of this team. Because by the time you get to 2027, you might still be a year away from really being able to wriggle your way out of Dak's contract like fairly pain-free. But I could get you out of it going into the 2027 season.
So it's not less, like, in my mind, it's more about the Manning, Peyton, and Eli being in his ear, helping him, guiding him, and you having that kind of standard within your organization now.
And I understand that, and I'm not, I don't mean.
I know what you're saying.
I don't mean to discount Arch Manning as a player. I still think there's too many unknowns for me to say that. What I would look at is what you guys just bought me is 3 years of advantage in the league. So let's even say you kept Dak on the 2027 deal when you drafted Arch. All right, fine. You can use Arch straight away or not, whatever. But you're still going to take a hit on the Dak deal. But then you move into 2028, 2029, and 2030, where you have a huge advantage at salary cap. And even 2031 is not going to be so bad. And guess what? If you decided to sign him to an extension, I don't know, ahead of time, you could actually flatten that out for another couple of years. So the simple economics of football would lead me to change my answer.
Congratulations, Tolo, that asked that question. And then, Kevin, this is the last one. I'm sorry, because we're running out of time. 469. What grade for the Cowboys offseason? I'll give it an A. And another, and a T. And another T. AT&T for moms. I appreciate that one.
Even after the first T, I didn't see where it was going. I was trying to think of like...
Wait, hold on, an A. What's a T? Tremendous?
Yeah. We're the KNC masterpiece, I guess.
Hey, is there more to that? We should do more of that later. I liked it.
There is more to that if you really want to do that, or if you just think it's going to turn into more talk about my mom, then we're probably not going to do that. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's overdue that this fan got banned, right? Next on The Fan.
Bowman a glance to second, and now the 0-1. And that ball drilled deep down the right field line. It's got a shot. It's gone. first big league home run for Alejandro Osuna. He'll touch them all as the Rangers now lead it 5-2.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Hey, Alec, I'm excited to start the show. Don't get mad at me.
Yeah.
You'd think I would know when to talk, but no, I decided to try to talk over the highlight. All right. We got a whole lot of ground to cover. So right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. And we start with this question. Are you invested in this? So Clayton Kershaw is going to get the start tonight. He is at 2,997 career strikeouts. Are you excited about the prospect of him surpassing 3,000, especially at a time when it's kind of felt like maybe you're not going to really see 300 wins anymore, and there are some other pitching kind of milestones that have gone out the window? Are you excited about a local product getting the shot, 3,000 strikeouts tonight?
It is cool. It's a little different. You know, the entire group of stats has changed, it seems.
You're right.
The ones that are like a base hit for many games, getting on base, a base hit, that's impressive to me. The home run one even is a little weird to me now because nobody wants to recognize the same one.
Okay.
Not my home run king.
Man,
there should be no home run kings.
That is interesting. I had not even really thought about that.
So that's
great point.
And so there are a few of them, and this one is kind of in that vein of you've done the work to strike people out. 3,000 is a good milestone, and not a lot of people, I don't think, are even going to get to this point again in the future. So
you could very well be right.
So
about
I'm in on this one.
It probably won't surprise you to know the Athletic did a confidential report with MLB executives about who you think is most likely to be traded. Corey, I know this won't surprise you. We've actually talked about it a great deal, but when you go down the list of position players, Josh Naylor from the Diamondbacks is number one. And the reason why I bring that up is because that is a name that has been rumored around with the Rangers if you think they might go into buying mode. But then at number nine, Adolis Garcia. So execs across the league, not our team executives. Well, I guess they're 1/30th of it, but execs across the league, they think Adolis Garcia is the ninth most likely position player to get traded at the deadline.
I'm okay.
No, you're not surprised. I know you're not surprised.
I'm not, but at the same time, I am, because you want to trade him because you think a change of scenery is all he needs. Or you want to trade for him because you think a change of scenery is all he needs, and when he's in your organization, he's going to be better.
Yes.
And if you're a Rangers fan, do you want to trade him for the same reason? I think Rangers fans want him to be here, but we want the version we got last night.
And that's the thing. I don't think you can say that's going to happen. Like, you'll see it in flashes, no doubt. Yeah, you even saw a flash of it on Monday night.
Yep.
So you'll see it in flashes, but I think the idea of a consistent 2023 version of Adolis Garcia, I just don't think you can count on that. And this is one of the things where the scouts work to your advantage, because we talk about how sometimes, whether it's whatever team that we love, you lament the idea that a scout will say, if I saw him do it once, I can see him do it again. Well, guess what? That transfers over to other teams. And they're like, you're telling me I could get a 30 home run hitter and he's going to be arbitration eligible next year. Maybe he gets like $10 million, 10.5.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
And maybe there's a pitching coach or a hitting coach over on the other team that's like, man, we've known for a long time how to get him to hit that inside fastball.
Yes.
And we've got to fit. So go ahead. Yeah, trade for him. We know what to do.
So that would be my guess about like the appeal
of
Adolis Garcia. I just wanted to throw it out there again. It will depend on what the Rangers do. We went over this yesterday. What the Rangers' path to July 31st is will depend on their wins and losses. And if they start to continue to lose, well, Adolis Garcia may well be out of here.
All right, let's say he stays on this. Let's say he does this. He's, what, 5 hits in the last 2 games?
Okay.
And 10 of it. So he's hitting 500 in the last 2 games.
Hell yeah.
If he stays on this trajectory, that's amazing, right? Like, that's right. He's going to have a good bat. But let's say, like, up until the trade deadline, he's on fire. do you go, man, that's, he is back. And it's now become contagious to the team, and we're there. I guess you do have to judge the team, but what's his value then?
Okay. So see,
do you just want a bag of balls for him, or do you want something special?
That's a fair question. I wonder, and this goes back again to something that Chris Young said with G-Bag. That's a must listen every Monday right here on The Fan. Players who maybe don't fit with our ideas going forward. I'm not saying that means Adolis, but that thought crossed my mind.
That makes complete sense. So you go look at the top 100 prospects list right now, and there's one Ranger on it. Sebastian Walcott's it, like number 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there. I went and looked last night, no Rangers anywhere else. And I was like, holy crap, nobody? Not a single. So as we've always thought, our farm system's growing, but we're not seeing it right now. Not even Cole Drake, Kevin. We're not seeing that be, you know, up there. So do you need to start replenishing that, or do you need players that can play on this team?
I think if you're trading away Adolis Garcia, you've decided I don't need someone who matters this year. That's just my opinion. Like, I think you
somebody who matters down the road.
Exactly. Yep. I think you would trade him for like a AA reliever or something along those lines. But you brought up an intriguing hypothesis, and this is where you have to decide. So Adolis Garcia, he was miserable in April. He was maybe even worse in May. Then in June, he was, let's say, solid to, you know, maybe a little bit above solid. And so to your point, if he really had a hot month, you can go. I think, again, it will be determined by what the team's success is. But then at that point, couldn't you argue, what a horrible start to the season? But then he was solid in June, and now he's turned into heated up Marcus Semien in July. Why would we move him? Or on the flip side, you can parlay that into, you want to trade for Adolis Garcia? Because we've talked about this before. I used to feel the same way to a smaller extent about Joey Gallo. There is no one better in the league than hot Adolis Garcia. And I literally mean nobody. You can take Aaron Judge, Shohei. When Adolis Garcia is on fire, it's unfreaking believable, and that could be what you sell to a team that wants.
Yeah, he knows it. Everybody going up against him knows it. He is the dude whenever he is him, and whenever he has found his stroke.
Absolutely.
And right. I think isn't July usually a good month for him? I'm going to go back and look at his career
here.
So
the team's success will decide if either he stays or he's a hotter commodity than maybe you thought. Yordan Alvarez for the Astros. We talked about this a couple weeks ago as he had hit a setback, and they had kind of like reconfigured what his rehab is going to look like. Well, we got news again yesterday that Dana Brown told reporters that Yordan Alvarez has now been shut down after he felt soreness swinging the bat. I believe it was either yesterday or the day before. And so obviously, much like we talked about with Tyler Mahle, he's going to be shut down from throwing. This doesn't feel like something that's eminently going to change. So whether or not you just want the Astros to fail, or you have ideals about still catching the Astros in the division,
this is helpful.
This is, this is very tough for them.
I'm not celebrating it because I like Yordan Alvarez. I think he's a freaking amazing hitter. But it is positive for if you're trying to catch up to them. But you know what Astros fans are saying right now? Yeah, exactly what we expected. That they all
you
are
might
frustrated.
Be right about that.
There is, how we get frustrated by certain players. They're frustrated with him right now.
Yeah, absolutely. George Springer, he had 7 RBIs yesterday to help the Blue Jays defeat the Yankees. And then I want to tell you about this Diamondbacks fan. I can't believe it has taken this long. So there's a Diamondbacks fan that sits in the first couple rows in the outfield. He got involved in another play the other day that caused for a replay, like a home run review and everything like that. It turns out this is the 4th straight season he has been involved in a play that has facilitated the need for a replay. So finally, the Diamondbacks have said, you're done for the rest of the season. I don't know if he'll learn a valuable lesson or not, but it took 4 straight years and he's been involved in 4 home run replays or replays in general. And they're like, that's it. You're out.
They couldn't just move him like two or three rows back?
You know what? That is an intriguing
idea. They got plenty of space in that stadium.
Man, that's true.
A lot of open seats.
Man, he's not wrong. If you look at most of these highlights, even like kind of even in the 2023 year, like when they would make it to the World Series, it was pretty sparsely
populated. Tell him you're just moving him behind home plate now. And like, you know what, dude? You've been such a great fan. We're throwing you behind home plate. And if he's like, no, I don't want those seats, you say, you have no option now.
Yeah. See, I didn't go back and do a breakdown about whether or not most of the time it was in their favor or not. I should have done that.
Oh, yeah. That's,
maybe
if it was in their favor, they're like, no, that's our guy.
Yeah, they're three of the four times you really screwed us on that. And so like, that's why you got to go. I don't know the answer to that, but yeah. So the Diamondbacks went ahead and made that move. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, in the noon o'clock hour, we will have our T-Pain ticket giveaway, plus Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. But coming up next, NFL overreaction or reality, right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.